If you missed it over the weekend, today we're going to hear our newest programming on KAXE KBXE. It's called Let's Visit. It's produced by Katie Carter. It's a way for us to get out and meet our neighbors. And this month, we're visiting the palindrome town of of Reamer.
We have offered for the past 8 years Ojibwe language to all classes from preschool all the way up through 12th grade. And our plan is to build an understanding and a bridge between cultures. So there is more of an understanding. And if we have something like that, I would hope there would be more of a connection with all community members. And I mean, I feel that it is happening at this time. Yeah.
That is Leah Monroe. She is the Indian Education Director of Northland Community Schools in Reamer, Minnesota. Northland Community Schools serves kids who live in Longville, Outing, Federal Dam, Boy River, and of course, Reamer. And Northland Community Schools has a brand new facility for its kindergarten through 12th graders. One intriguing facet of the school's overall culture is that the student population is 43% Ojibwe. And to this, the district has intentionally incorporated Ojibwe culture into its offerings both during the school day and as extracurricular activities. And Leah Monroe talked with me about what that new space has meant for the students and the impact of incorporating that native knowledge in the educational experiences of those students.
It's been one of the most fulfilling parts of my life is working here and to see the changes that we've accomplished here with the new school. We've been trying to find more opportunities for using the building as a hub. Well, our first grand opening for the school, we had a huge drum and dance exhibition where current students did an educational exhibition for all the people that in community members that wanted to see the building. And there was even many past students that came that wanted to see the building because that's what they promoted. They wanted to have some of the past students come that used to be in the old building to come see the new change. And we were able to display a lot of our new opportunities that we have for the kids, which is drum and dance is a big one. And now with our bigger school and bigger rooms, especially in Indian education, we're able to offer so many more opportunities, which is the drumming, the dancing. And with dancing, we're able to make our dancing regalia outfits. And we have family members come in and do classes, and they learn to make all the outfits for their children and their students here at the school. We've had classes after school where the drummers are able to now learn how to make their drumsticks after school. Once we had the new building, we had opportunities for parents to come in and do that. In the fall, we had it almost every week, and in the spring, almost every week.
The district serves just less than 400 students, nearly half of which are native, and the staff is around 80 people, both full and part-time, but only 4 or 5 of them are native. So educating faculty and other district workers on the nuances of native history became a priority for Northland Community Schools, and this extensive training and incorporation of native culture has resulted in positive educational outcomes for students.
Renee Gurnu, for the past 2 years, has worked with mainly Northland Community School staff that have been given the opportunity to take 4-day courses on training for what is called Anishinaabe Worldview Training. And what that is a 4-day intense training to flip the other side of viewing the world. And just like the training title, it said it's the world view, looking from the Anishinaabe view, so the world view of Anishinaabe. And the main things that are discussed are history from before European arrival throughout the history of European arrival afterward, and currently, And it builds an understanding of how Anishinaabe see the world today and where these views are coming from. And it's a big opportunity, and we've heard a lot of positive reviews from the staff that have already gone through the cohorts. And after they've been through it, a main mantra is they want others to go and receive that understanding. Our goal here in Indian education is for our students to look within themselves and know who they are as individuals, and giving those opportunities for them to learn about themselves, about others. It's just been so uplifting. And then for our other community members, we've had plenty of community education courses as well. And of course, with the bigger classroom sizes, our community education has been able to do all these different kinds of classes, making that community hub as the school. Native American classes, we had a language one last year, beading, birch bark making, quill work, you know, just offered those things to community members, and getting that opportunity out there, you know, for adults as well as our students. So
that is Leah Monroe. She is the Director of Indian Education at Northland Community Schools in Reamer, Minnesota. Northland Community Schools offers Ojibwe language classes that begin in kindergarten. The district also offers Native drumming and dancing. And these opportunities have proven to be beneficial in creating educational success, as well as opportunities for connections to cultural identity.
Well, especially with the language, giving students the opportunity at a young age to realize that you can learn any language, that opens up doorways for students. That's a big opportunity.
Do you hear kids talking in Ojibwe in the hallway sometimes?
Yes, sometimes we do, especially when they see me, because I'm the teacher for the language. And we also have a consultant who assesses and also helps with curriculum. For the past 8 years since we've started with the all-school Ojibwe classes, his name is Daryl Kingbird from the Red Lake area. He's very committed to the students. His goal in life is he wants students to know the language. The reason is the culture is in the language. And when the kids see him coming through the hallways, they'll speak to him in Ojibwe. And it's pretty neat to see. They all want to take that opportunity to make sure that we see they know it and they've learned it.
So these cultural educational experiences are directly impacting students.
Learning the different pieces that go with the language, I see it every day when we're using the language with the students. One of the main values in Ojibwe is respect. And in the language, there's so many different ways that are shown. One prime example is an elder woman. The name is Mindimuye, but it doesn't mean an elder woman. What the basis of it is, one who holds things together, like the center. And I mean, things like that, the translations, there's so much of a deeper meaning in each part of a word that it shows the actual meaning of it in the past of where it came from. And the kids knowing those pieces just builds so much of those values within them. So when we're teaching it, we're always trying to add in the deeper meanings of where that word came from. It shows right in there all the different values that Ojibwe language has and other Anishinaabe people have.
How else is the district incorporating Native culture into the daily activities of students?
For the past 8 years, the drum group has been state champions for all but, I think, two of them. And when we started the drum group, we had our first year, we had a preschooler, a kindergartner, and a third grader, and I believe a 10th grader. And their first year, they were so dedicated, especially to see these, a kindergartner and a preschooler, so dedicated on learning they also received the state drum group champion title that same year. When we started, that wasn't an opportunity until that year, and it's grown ever since. So that was what we started with. The first half of the year, the 10th grader was our only teacher for the class, and we, through a grant, we acquired a drum teacher who came in once a week with the kids at the last half of the year, which was just a good transition for the start, I believe. I think it was a slow start, and it quickly grew for that small group. I believe now we have maybe 10 that are advanced learners and about 9 that are beginning learners. So we have 2 groups. So we have our beginners group and our advanced learners group. Mm-hmm. And we have a teacher who comes in once a week. With the advanced learners, he works with them after school, so it's almost like an extracurricular. And with our beginning learners, they are during the school day for part of the day once a week. Throughout the years, our drum group has been invited to sing in Washington, D.C., at the state capitol, many other venues, like the tribal courts, the county courts they've sang for, many foundations they've sang for, other schools as well. Last year, they're invited to sing at the Super Bowl events. Our dance troupe has slowly built as well, and we started at the same time. We started as classes at first, and then we go to other schools. Some other schools will have an annual powwow, and so to try to build more knowledge on the dancing and the different protocols, we would take them to some of the schools, like the Bugganegijik School or the Itasca Community College has an annual powwow. We go there, and that was in the beginning when we had, I think, no more than 9 to 11 students. Now we have, last year we had 53 students that were signed up as drum and dancers especially. And so with the large group now, what we realized throughout the years is the best way for students to learn such a vast knowledge of the dancing is bringing them to powwows and bringing them to different exhibitions. So we have about 3 different types of activities for dancers that to go to. One are local powwows that we have throughout the communities, and school powwows. With that, the students are able to learn all the different protocols that come with powwows and the different scheduling and things they need to look for and listen for. And just seeing others dancing is helping them learn as they go along. So that's how we've taught the younger students about powwows and things like that. The other piece is educational exhibitions, where we take the students and the more advanced learners will go to these different venues, and with somebody helping to educate as an MC, and they last about an hour to an hour and a half. So the MC will kind of give the audience that has invited us an education throughout each dance and each type of music that's being sung, and just some of the history as well, which also helps our students listening over and over to those exhibitions, being able to retain that as well during the same time. And then our third piece that our dance students and drum students attend are competitions, where schools across Minnesota will come together and compete, and we'll make it a competition where they can compete against other schools and make it kind of like a tournament almost. And this year, our students retained the drum and dance school champions and the hand drum champions for the school year. So that's a pretty big accomplishment for them.
That is Leah Monroe. She is the Indian Education Director at Northland Community Schools in Reamer, Minnesota, where 43% of the students are Native. and of the Ojibwe culture. The district has intentionally incorporated Ojibwe culture and values into its educational experience, and these actions have had a direct positive impact on the students as well as the communities the district serves. I'm Katie Carter. You are listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. This week, we're visiting Reamer.
Let's Visit is made possible with the support from the Minnesota Cultural Arts and Heritage Fund and the members of KAXE and KBXE.